Yoshua Perichov Beis Fasachov Gimel. So the 2.5 Shvatim are explaining to the remainder of Klal Yisrael, all of their representatives and Pinchas ben Elazar, what is going on with this giant Mizbeach that they have built on the western side of the Yarden River. So they already said, if this was in any kind of rebellion, b'mered, then b'ma'al, or any kind of betrayal of Hashem, then Hashem shouldn't save us today. And they continue with the same message, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Livnos lanu Mizbeach lo shuv me'acharei Hashem. If our intention really was to build a Mizbeach to turn away from Hashem, that is the first accusation that Klal Yisrael was making against them, to do Avodah Zarah. V'im lahalos alav ola u'mincha. Or, the other accusation, if our intention is to raise up upon this giant Mizbeach carbon ola, burnt offerings to Hashem, u'mincha, meal offerings to Hashem, v'im lasos alav zivchei shalomim, or to offer peace offerings, shlomim offerings upon it, zivchei involving shchita of the animals, Hashem hu yivakesh, then let Hashem ask from us, which Rashi explains, Hashem will punish us for that. And the other Mefarshim agree, then let Hashem exact punishment from us for what we have done. But not you making war upon us. Chav dalet, v'im lo mida'aga midavar. But if we did not do this out of fear of the following thing, v'im lo, and if not, so what they are saying is, the reason that we're doing this is that we're motivated by a certain fear. And what is that fear? Asinu ezos lemor, we are doing this saying, machar yomru b'neichem livanenu lemor. In the future, your children may say to our children, Malochem v'lahashem elokei Yisrael. What do you have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Israel? What we're worried is going to happen, Rashi says, Machmas daigas yiras dover cherpa asinu. We're worried about charif, we're worried about the sharp answers that your children are going to give to our answers. When we tried to come, k'sheyelchu l'hakriv Mishkan Shiloh, we tried to come to the Mishkan Shiloh, your children will say to ours, there's a boundary between us and you. There's the Yarden River. You're not part of us. You're on the other side. So this word daiga means yira, means fear, Rashi says, that somehow we're going to get excluded. And this fear actually is suggesting that they're not afraid that their own children are going to abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which one might think would be a reason to put up a massive monument. Rather, a fear that your children might not be so worthy. So it's kind of a little poke at the other Shvatim to say that maybe they will exclude us because we live on the other side. And they won't treat us as part of their elite neighborhood. Such a thing, of course, would never happen. But we have this neighborhood we call, for example, West Park. And you people out on the other side of the boundary in your old-fashioned marine park, maybe you're not part of us. You're not one of us. So there's a fear, chas v'shalom, that such a thing would ever happen. Pasuk Chafei. And they continue. A boundary was made by Hashem between us and between you. You know, Marine Parkway. B'nei Ruvein u'b'nei Gad es ha'yardein. You, B'nei Ruvein u'b'nei Gad, there's the Jordan River in between. Interesting that Chatzi Menashe is not included in this conversation. Perhaps because Menashe is on both sides, the fear of being cut off from their own cousins and brothers is lesser. But nevertheless, therefore, ein lochem chelek b'Hashem. You have no chelek with Hashem. Which it would be a terrible thing for the future Jews to say to the 2.5 tribes. V'yishbisu v'neichem es bonenu. And your children will therefore cause our children, levilti yiroes Hashem, to stop fearing Hashem. By excluding us, hishbisu, to stop, like Shabbos, to rest, to cease. Because they are geographically removed from the Mishkan, they will think, maybe we are further away, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not our God the way He is for everyone else. So it's an interesting point to make, to put the onus on the 9.5 tribes, but also to worry about the very natural reaction that their own children would have. And also, ironic, that later on, when Devorah sings her Shira about calling out for help and aid when Barak is fighting off the Kenanim, Yavin Melech Hatzar, that some of the Shvatim were so busy with their own doings that they didn't come to help later. And they felt like, I don't have a chelek in your problems. So this really did occur later on. And so it is a not unfair fear to have. And so, Bnei Gad, Ruvain, and Chatzi Menashe will continue to talk about the positive reasons, therefore, why they made this giant Mizbeach.